Jess in with you this morning. Every week we catch up with Singleton Council this morning. General Manager Jason Linnane joins me. Jace, how are you enjoying this beautiful rain?
Oh, g'day, Jess. I'm certainly enjoying it. It's beautiful sitting here looking out my office and seeing it teeming down. It's just beautiful. And you just telling me that it's raining up at Musselburgh means there's surely we're getting some good rain in our water catchments.
Fingers crossed, because that's what we need, isn't it? I mean, we're in this green drought at the moment where the dams are full, the grass is green, but we're still on water restrictions. I mean, our dams are still nowhere near being 50% capacity at least.
No, that's right. It's a tricky one because the community gets the feeling that we're out of drought because when you do drive through, our parks and gardens are lush with green, so are the paddocks and the farmers' dams are pretty full. But yeah, you're right, you're spot on. The really important part is the water catchment and the dams we've got up there at Glenbourne and also at Glennies Creek. And they're way below where to give us any sort of comfort. Let's hope that this rain event we're experiencing now continues for a while and we get all those inflows over the next week or two, and let's hope that pushes it right up. At this point in time, the message to our community is we still need to be very cognizant of the need to be really careful about our use of water.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's talk all things sport. What's been happening with the Sports Council lately?
Yeah, this is something that really excites me, Jess. Self-proclaimed sports nut. I love all sports. It's actually how I got into local government in the sporting sort of arena. I started as a greenkeeper gardener at Dubbo. And love of sports not diminished. And really, really glad to see here at Singleton we're working with our sporting community to start doing some strategic planning. Sport's an incredibly important part of the cultural fabric of Singleton. And we have a really good framework or a skeleton of sporting facilities, but there's significant opportunity for us to put a whole heap of meat on those bones and really go to the next level. We also need to make sure we've got good plans in place because there's an old saying that to plan to fail. And we don't want to be there. We want to make sure we've got a really good strategic long-term view about where we want to be from a sporting infrastructure perspective, making sure we've got the plans in place to deliver that. Because it's really important because from time to time the government does loosen the purse string and there are grants available. And if you're shovel ready and you've got plans that align to a strategic sort of outlook, you're really well positioned to tap into those grants. And that's something we want to do. So we've got these workshops. They're one-hour workshops. There'll be two sessions, one on Thursday from 7 p.m. and one on Tuesday the 1st of December. So Thursday 26th of November at 7 p.m. and then Tuesday 1st of December at 5 p.m. So we're encouraging all our sporting groups now in our local area to come along. They're free. They need to come to one session. We do encourage people to reserve a seat there because of the limitations of COVID.
Yeah.
And while we're there, we'll be doing some health checks. As well to help them understand just where they are from their own sports perspective. So,
oh, cool.
Really cool initiative. Again, the price is right. It's free.
Yep.
Give our customer service team a call on 787-290 or check our website and Facebook page for details.
Fantastic stuff. Now, also speaking of surveys and information, you are seeking some feedback from those who've been to Lake St Clair in the past few months.
Yeah, we've just started putting together our business development plan. We recognise there's a need to put some business acumen behind our long-term planning for Lake St Clair. Everyone knows just how great a site it is. Everyone's got their own view on how it can be improved. So we want to tap into the thinking of the people who have been there over the last 6 months and beyond. There'll be other opportunities for everybody to participate and provide feedback. We really want to get their ideas to help inform our thinking moving forward. There's so many opportunities. Lake St Clair already plays a really important role in our tourism offering, but we think there's so much more that we can enhance around that site. So if anyone who's been to the site the last 6 months and left their contact details, you'll have an email sitting in your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Please jump on, fill it out, send it back so we incorporate your feedback into what is a really important piece of work.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. And what's the latest on the town centre upgrade works? How's that going in the rain?
Yeah, well, it was going really good. this rain's obviously creating a bit of a hassle for the guys down there. But yeah, they're still powering along, and pardon the pun, because the work they're focusing on at the moment is doing some underboring so we can start putting some facilities in place so we can start removing some of those overhead power lines, which is really important part of the project, because that's, in terms of amenity and the visual impact, removing those overhead power lines is really, really important. So the guys are still powering on with that. The community will see a lot of curb and guttering work's been done. Soon they'll be out there doing the paving and the footpath work. We've taken the opportunity to put a new water main in at the same time while the roads are in construction site and things are opened up. Hopefully that main is in and hopefully be connected this week, subject to weather and other things.
Yeah.
Then our crews will go around flushing the mains to minimise the potential for dirty water. But as we always do, we're asking our customers just to be mindful and to run a tap a little bit longer if they experience dirty water, just to flush that through.
Yeah.
Overall, things are going really good. Really happy to see. So far, we estimate around $500,000 in direct local expenditure. We know that's really important to our community, and we're focusing on that in terms of our procurement for all our projects. So it benefits our local business, but also the broader economy.
Yep, that's fantastic. Well, Jase, thank you so much for your time this morning. Let's hope this beautiful rain falls in that catchment. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jess. Pleasure. And yeah, let's have some gloomy days ahead of us.